I don't know if you guys have ever had this conversation, but like where like a song would come on, you'd be like, if I was a stripper, this would be my jam.
Oh,
you
don't have for that sure. Thought? We always have that conversation.
No, but she said thought.
In fact,
she said thought.
That was the first conversation we ever had when JD came to join. We're like, JD, before you come on this podcast,
I need to know.
We need to know.
This is the make or break.
This is the real exercise. This was the real reason me and JD didn't get along.
Yeah. I didn't like the song this motherfucker.
Exactly.
The motherfucker said that he was going to dance a thong song. I found that questionable.
It was at that moment.
Because you're peaches and cream.
I'm peaches and cream. Man, I'm a 112 type of guy.
Cisco muff.
Cisco. That blonde head motherfucker. No,
I knew from that.
So there are less mean ways to say, Lauren, guys just don't talk about that.
There's no way.
You guys made Lauren feel like an asshole.
No, I'm sorry.
That was an asshole question. Wait, no, I'm sorry. No. Lauren, you knew the answer to that question before you asked it.
You knew that.
Hey, guys, what song, if you were a stripper, what song would you come out to?
What the fuck did you think we were going to say?
When D'Angelo, how does it feel come out? You had no thoughts.
I did. I wanted some.
Okay. All right. All right. All right, so I'm correcting this moment. That's all I'm saying.
No,
I'm sorry you guys didn't share
stripping
with each other.
We were thinking about
if you guys are shaking ass, what song would you shake ass to?
Don't I give you that rush? I keep that loving raw. Don't need no candlelight, cause you feel like the morning sun. There ain't no end in sight. Put that shit on my life. This ain't no fantasy. We living on the edge tonight. I told her, lay down, we can make a movie now. Over your lines now. I flip the script, I'll be flipping you on your side now. I got a roll in your rollers to take the time now. I got you dripping in a Tesla, you fucking up all the leather. I just checked, I got a checker, we fucking it up together. Don't lie, don't I. I can't help but flex it off, I can't wait to break you off. I'm the only one to make you feel like you can have it all.
Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. We are your hosts. I got Lovely Lose to my right. I got JD Gems to my left. And I also got Lauren Morrison, who is actually the secret fourth member of Enjoy the Podcast that
not
you guys don't see.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's here.
Invisibly
and she's
here.
Always here.
Always here.
Whether
even
you
if you don't see
her
it.
Or not. Welcome to the podcast.
I manifested this moment.
You did.
I manifested it.
Yeah, you
and
spoke
now it's
it
happening.
Into existence.
I spoke it into existence.
It kind of felt like we didn't have a choice. I don't know if it was manifestation. Or if it's more like, you guys don't know yet, but I'll be the fourth when I get to LA, just so
I feel
you
like
know.
She actually said that on the first.
I said
it was your book club.
I said it many, many times.
Yeah,
I remember the
many,
book
many,
club.
Many times. Yeah. I even got people to petition for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was serious about this.
Yeah, it was real. Mm-hmm. It was real. But we're here now.
We're here.
Last week's episode was a doozer.
A doozer?
It doozy or
it's,
a doozer.
It's definitely doozer.
Well, I say doozer.
I
you guys made me snort.
I don't know.
I say doozer, okay? Live with it or not.
That's a
are
character.
You, Dylos?
Yes, you know what? Those are the characters from the Muppets.
The doozer.
The doozers. Yeah, yeah the little ones that lived in the walls.
Are they
actual characters?
Yeah, they were hard workers. The doozers.
last the see, doozers. I knew I did on purpose. Did on purpose.
I know what I'm talking about.
Last week was a doozer.
Yeah, he knows.
It was hard working. We talked about Insecure. We talked about your guys' issues.
We didn't talk about our issues last
week. But now
week.
They know.
We danced around them.
Now they know.
We did the video's out.
Oh, I guess technically last week.
It's
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm living in the moment.
It's the magic
living
of
in the future.
Podcasting.
I'm living in the future, baby.
Damn, I got to catch up.
Yeah, be here, baby.
You guys, all three of y'all have teleported. I'm still back here. All right, I'm with you now. I'm in the future with y'all now. All right.
And, you know, we have been brought, or it has been brought to our attention that Peanut Gallery is racist.
Yo, everything's fucking racist.
So we're not.
I didn't know. I'm gonna have to Google that after.
No, it
I
is.
Did.
I googled it too because when I read it, I was
no,
like,
"No, I didn't
no
know."
Way.
I googled it after
I didn't
someone
know either.
Brought it to my attention.
Well, they literally used to call on God, what show was it? There was a kids show when I was like in probably like 7 or 8 years old, maybe younger, and they said like the Peanut Gallery.
I'm not going to lie. I thought that was like Charlie Brown reference this whole time of my life.
Right.
That's where I originally
like
thought
wah,
it came
wah,
from.
Wah, wah, wah.
Because I thought it originated
that's
from
what negative
the Charlie
criticism
Brown
sounds
thing,
like.
Or not originally. All right. So I thought it was originally the cheap seats and then it evolved into the Charlie Brown.
I always thought it was Charlie Brown.
No, I thought it was Cheap Seats at first. It was Cheap Seats, but before it was Cheap Seats, it was racist.
Oh.
Yeah. It was basically saying that's where the black people sit.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we can't use that.
Except they didn't say it. They said the N-word with a hard E-R.
The hard R?
The R, not the Yeah, that's where they sit is what they would say.
Yeah, so we don't know what to call that section. My petition is comment vomit.
I just don't like vomit. Huh? Vomit makes me... Ugh.
That's what negative comments do. It's
But I don't think they're always negative. Don't we sometimes read a nice one?
Nice
ones. Didn't
too?
We read a nice one once?
You did kind of counter, you did throw in a balance. Yeah. There's usually a balancer.
But it was a nice comment overall, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we only going to do negatives, or are they going to be negs, or are they going to be pos?
Comment vomit is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm not opposed to changing it, but that's my...
I'm not a fan.
Are we opening it to the people?
Yes.
I think we should.
I think we should.
But give them the concept, though. It's mean comments.
Is it always going to be? Yeah, I guess it is.
It's mean comments.
So, I mean...
Okay, so we got comment, vomit, messy minute.
Messy minute's not it. I don't want to put... That's not my hat in the ring.
You're not throwing that.
My hat in the ring is... It's not messy minute. Maybe like, fuck it, let's talk about it.
Cowell's like corner. Like the. I said the Cowell's corner, like the Simon Cowell part of your audience.
I like comment vomit. Yeah, whatever you guys want to call it.
Because it's their comments. What do you want us to call y'all?
All right, well, so with that being said, we do have insert name here. Some comments. Los, do you want to read these or do you want to take
them? Wait, hold on.
You
want me to read them? Let's see. Which one is it? Let's read these comments.
Oh, yeah. Got it? We're ready.
New music!
I love this music.
But you can't recycle music.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Oh, man. The holidays are coming.
They are.
That means some gifts are going to be sending.
They will be.
And it's going to be crazy.
Glad I don't work at the post office.
But ShipStation makes it a lot easier.
Pissing me off. Merry Christmas.
Listen, guys, if you're selling anything online, make this time the easiest time of the year by using ShipStation.
That's right, Jared. Between growing your business, managing inventory, and getting your orders out, you got a lot going on this holiday season. So make it easier on yourself and use ShipStation.
That's what I'm saying. Man, my favorite part about ShipStation is the amount of money you save.
I like saving money.
Figuring out the best way to ship things, especially large orders, is the most frustrating, annoying thing to do in the world.
Yeah.
I actually hate it.
Yeah.
But ShipStation can make this so much quicker, so much easier, so much faster. It's like the way to go. And we just got some merch in. Easily import orders from any sales channel, automate just about any shipping task, spend less time sorting through orders and more time doing what you do best. ShipStation integrates all selling channels into one simple dashboard, so you can seamlessly connect carriers, print shipping labels, and get products out the door fast.
That's right. Over 100,000 sellers use ShipStation.
What?
Actually, so that'd be over 100,001 because we're about to join that army of ShipStationers.
Yes, we are.
And ShipStation also works with all major carriers, and they get you exclusive discounts with UPS and the Postal Service, aka the USPS. So, you know, use ShipStation and you get the same pricing that Fortune 500 companies get, except you're not a Fortune 500 company.
The benefits of relationships without having the relationship.
That's right.
You know a lot about that, don't you?
Shut the hell up.
It's never too late to get prepared for the holiday rush.
Or too early.
So start now.
That's right.
With ShipStation. And plus, our listeners get a really dope promo code.
Oh, that's nice.
Use the promo code ENJOY.
Yeah.
And get 60 days.
2 months?
2 months.
We get 2 months of free ShipStation?
Free ShipStation just in time for the holidays.
Oh, that's perfect. We're definitely going to use our own promo code.
Yes, we are.
We're going to take our 2 months for free. Thank you very much, ShipStation.
Promo code ENJOY.
That's right.
And enjoy your 2 months of free shipping.
So that's right. Just go to ShipStation.com.
ShipStation.com.
Click on the little microphone up in the right-hand corner.
Click on the little microphone.
Type in ENJOY.
Type in ENJOY.
Get your 2 months for free.
2 months.
And make ship happen.
And make ship happen.
That's right.
Now let's get back to the episode. You did it again.
Well, we gotta read now.
I think it's perfect. I love it. It's comedic.
It's nice screenshots.
Oh, which one is it?
Lauren?
All three of these?
Three of them. Oh, three, okay. Four of them.
Oh, gosh.
Did you say something like...
Jared is moving with the same mischievous energy and trying to get Los and JD to hug that Shan was moving when she tried to get Jared and Wheezy to kiss.
This is true.
That's true.
It's true.
This is true. I wanted you guys to hug it out. Sometimes physical touch just kills all bad energy.
That's true.
But isn't it like awkward though when it's like when you have to like... When you're a kid and you're like, hug your Aunt Susan, and you're just like, like it doesn't mean anything. You're just like, you don't feel good about it.
But it may have made them feel good.
Maybe if they would have held it for 20 seconds or longer. That's how long it takes for a hug to feel good.
Well, maybe
20 seconds or longer?
20 seconds.
Maybe they should have hugged for 20 seconds.
It's like cardio. It's like cardio. Like you can't, like you don't do cardio in your fat burning zone.
Right.
Anything less than 30 minutes is
calories
done.
Like, you got to do 30 minutes or more. You got to hug for 20 seconds or more in order for it to be effective.
Cut deep.
In order for it to, like, really, like...
Hit home.
Hit.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, well...
Because you don't hug long enough?
And they don't hug me 20 seconds.
Who doesn't hug you 20 seconds?
And neither did
my mom.
That's an awkward hug. 20 seconds of hugging?
That's a long time.
But that's how long it takes for you to get past your barriers. For you to, like, actually, like, be like... Surrender.
To sink into the hug.
You have to surrender to it.
At that point, I'm going to start to be the opposite.
Yeah,
like,
but
now this hug's going on too long.
No, that's at 10 seconds. At 10 seconds.
No, at 20 seconds, I'm like, yo, get this freak away from me.
I'm going to start a timer.
Disclaimer.
To Lauren's point.
I didn't Google this fact beforehand. I recall it.
Yeah, I did.
Is it true?
I recall it.
And you say it in 20 seconds. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Go.
I can say it in 20 seconds.
No, think about it. You're hugging. You're hugging. You're hugging. You're like, oh, this hug's going on a bit long. Oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What am I supposed to? Let me start patting.
Right.
If I start patting, they're going to, oh, nope, they're still hugging. Oh, this is awkward. Oh my gosh. Now they're breathing. Now they're exhaling in my earlobe.
That's 20 seconds. See? Now I'm still feeling weird. So now
I'm still, it's not going to get better.
But it's like right after that point, that's when it's like,
Okay. Is this hug with a stranger? You know, not why? A stranger, but like, what is this?
It can
just
happen
anybody?
With a stranger. Can, do you want to know why?
Yes, tell
you
me.
You believe in the 20-second thing?
I not only believe it, science believes into it. So
science, here we
when
go.
You hug, when you hug and you're that close to another human,
yep.
After 20 seconds, oxytocin is released.
Right.
With clothes on or clothes off?
Close on, you pervert.
Why are you making this?
No, we're not the perverts. The person that won't stop hugging us after 20 seconds is the pervert.
But they're just trying to look at
it. It creates true. Chemical bonds between you and the other person.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
It can't happen.
Do you know what oxytocin is?
I'm going to tell you right now. Less if JD and I had hugged for 20 seconds the other day, there was no chemical bonding.
No, you would have
that
eventually
day.
Had to
it
surrender.
Would unknowing. It would
no,
be,
it's not.
I guarantee you, at second 22, you would have started crying.
Whoa.
When's that? I don't know about the crying part, but
hey. Let's try it out. When was the last time you hugged someone outside of Shen for longer than 20 seconds?
That's
no,
the
it
other
doesn't
thing.
Happen.
Nobody does that.
So, are we giving meaningless hugs out here?
It yes. wouldn't be meaningless.
It's meaningless. It's a greeting. It's like, what's up?
It wouldn't be
so
meaningless because your oxytocin wouldn't let it be
exactly.
meaningless.
No, but the less than 20 seconds.
It's a meaningless
hug.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. When
no,
I, when
it
I
means
say what's
something.
Up and I give you a hug, it's
that's,
not.
That isn't,
it means
no,
something.
No,
there's
that's
intention
not,
behind
that's
it.
I don't believe that. I think that there's meaning behind that.
Los.
Yeah, but not
you're
going to
get hugged
meaning.
For 20 seconds
maybe
before the night is
sin,
over, and let me know how you feel.
Who's going to hug me for 20 seconds?
You know who's like, you know who talked about the science of hugging? Preach, I believe.
He's the what?
He does...
20-second hugs?
He does 20-second hugs.
No, but he does, like, where he hugs you, and he then, like, gets his arms around you, but then he puts his weight on it. So it's like a weighted blanket. So it's long and weighted so that you feel, like, this sense of, like, release.
Yeah.
Security and comfort. He did not give me that hug.
No.
He gave you that hug?
You
he didn't give
hug?
Me that hug because Chris was standing in the doorway and Shane was like, give him that hug. Lauren, come try this. It works. And Chris was like, don't you.
Because he knows about that oxytocin getting released.
I don't know which ones of these I'm supposed to be reading. Lauren should probably be reading this since she picked.
All right.
And that's probably easier.
Okay.
So I don't have to guess.
What's going on with Los in general? He's kind of been in a bad mood the past few episodes, and no dose of Los. You all right, bruv? Question mark.
The bruv.
He has no dose of Los.
How you feeling internally?
I'm not really going to talk about that here, so, yeah.
Moving on.
Yep.
Okay.
Just add to your assumptions.
I really don't agree with most of these comments about Lost. Honestly, it feels like JD was being kind of bitchy and throwing digs. And why would he come in dressed as Lost and pretending to be him if you don't even like each other? Double question mark for effect. That's the kind of joke you do with friends, not with people you're being beefing with. Funny if you're friends, sus and rude if you're not. Lost took it like a champ, TBH, aka to be honest.
They said that?
They said the AKA part?
No, I put the AKA part in there. I don't, doesn't, whatever.
leave Lauren alone.
I thought you were reading like word for word.
No,
I'm
adding color to this.
Tired of Lauren slander over here.
Right?
Free Lauren. No, are we supposed to respond? Are you good? Are you done?
There's so much more, but I'm trying to see if it's worth it.
Did that come in?
Yeah.
There's more? Go ahead.
JD wants it all.
No,
all
right. I mean, out of respect. Go ahead. You took the time. You took the time.
Obviously, we don't know what happened, but I also think that choosing to unfollow people on social media for your sanity / happiness is okay and doesn't need to be positioned as this huge petty thing as JD is saying it is. For the record, I like and appreciate both Los and JD, but JD definitely rubs me the wrong way sometimes. Los is still the realest to me.
I think the Halloween thing, like, to be honest, it was like a let's break the tension, so to speak. Like, you know what I mean? Let me bring something light to the table. Seeing you guys react the way when I came down the stairs, I was like, cool, like mission accomplished kind of thing. Because I remember telling Shay, I'm like, it's either going to go one of two ways. Either they're going to get a kick out of it, or Los is going to be like, man, fuck you.
But the fact that Los received it that way was just more, I think it more speaks to,
not bad,
I'm not biased. I'm, because at the end of the day, like all the listeners, I've listened to every episode. So really and truly, strip everything else away, I'm a fan, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I think that the fact that Los found humor in it, mm-hmm. and JD took a risk in it, just goes to show that they stand behind the statement that it doesn't mean we have to like each other outside of this, but when we're in this arena, when we're in these walls of the studio, we respect one another. Mm-hmm. We respect one another, and we can work together with one another, and we kind of know where each other's coming from. We just won't play golf together anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like that for me was like a good example of they stand behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just words.
All right. So now that we got that out of the way, we have been playing a game.
Oh, yes. There's no sound for this, right?
There's no sound for this.
Okay.
There should be.
There should be.
I'm putting that into the universe.
We'll make a sound for this.
Money, 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 money.
But we have been playing for some money now. It is now the number two episode.
Who won the first one?
JD won the first one. And JD, why don't you let us in on who won this week's Money Pot?
It's tight.
This is literally down to timing, okay? So for everyone out there listening or watching, 30 minutes ago.
Oh, you flipped me?
He's hedging.
30 minutes ago, Los mm-hmm. was up one.
Yeah.
As it stands now.
Lauren, when it matters?
When it matters.
Okay. Ooh. Team JD. And it's close, but like if you look at how close it is, it's not that close. So
wait, it
what
is.
What does that even mean?
Sounds like JD won by a landslide.
We're saying the same thing, but it's different.
A landslide in what is it called? It's a perspective.
Just read the numbers. Just read the numbers.
Tell us the numbers.
I don't want to read the numbers. I'm just saying you won by a landslide.
What but how numbers? Many points?
Yeah, you can't say.
What do you really want me to read the numbers?
How many points? How many points?
One.
All right. No, you didn't win by one. What are you talking about?
Team JD is...
That's 55. What are you talking about?
Oh, it just refreshed on you.
Yeah, hence the landslide.
When I was talking, it was I was up by one.
No.
Oh, until I handed it off.
Who that's just what did I'm that? Saying. Stop it.
Literally.
So that's what I'm saying. It looks close, but it's not close.
My bad.
What's the numbers?
When I opened it, I was up one.
55 JD, 49 Los, 45 Jared.
Man, I ain't fucking with y'all. What the fuck? What the fuck?
And then 40 people went to the be funny and pick this one. See, 40 people.
Hey, you know what? I am really not fucking with
you. You guys got to stop doing that. Yeah. That's the whole like All Lives Matter thing. You guys got to like, pick.
You know what I'm going to do from now on? Every week that I put it, I'm just going to put the next person as a correct answer.
Put whoever got the least amount of votes the previous week twice.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
Yeah.
That's insane. Come on.
That's how hard is it to vote? I love all you guys equally. No.
How hard is it to vote?
It's a game.
We're asking you to choose.
It's not like we're asking you to pick. It's not Squid Games. You're not picking. Right.
No one's going to get shot.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's wild because literally when I opened it, I had 49. Low said 48.
Oh, wow.
That's why I was like, what do you mean landslide?
I told you,
why are you hyping them up?
That's a six. That's a landslide.
Damn, my shit cost me.
Your shit cost you.
I'll be honest, I would take the shit 10 times over. Yeah. Like between winning that.
Must have been a hell of a shit.
It was worth it.
For everybody out there who doesn't know what the game is, at the end of 10 episodes, we will choose who got the most votes or who won the most episodes, and they win the money pot, and a portion of this money pot does go to one lucky listener.
Or maybe several, depending on who wins. They might want to split the prize up amongst you.
Yeah, Los wants to split the prize up.
Let's talk offline.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I just want to say
it's my prize to split with whom I deem fit.
I just want to say something.
Lord says, I'm apologize.
I apologize for yelling at the D. Don't be funny and pick this one. I apologize. I'm going to tell you why. This is confusing, bro.
Oh, don't be funny and pick
this one.
Basically saying, if you pick this one, you're being funny.
Get the fuck.
It's confusing.
You should have said, don't be an asshole and pick this one.
It is confusing.
It's only confusing if you're a jerk.
Everybody.
No, it's only confusing if you're a jerk because anybody with any
you would say like only assholes pick option D.
Yeah.
That's what you
need to say. But if you have intuition, you would know that he meant don't be funny and pick this.
True. But we're all short term, you know, attention span. People are driving.
I feel like you would have had to have worked many mentally hard to get to that segue.
JD does have a point.
I apologize.
Don't be funny and pick this one. With an exclamation point, it's like, oh, God, okay, D.
I'm funny now. No, you're not. Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Not. We meant don't
you
be funny.
You guys are whack.
We're not sorry.
Either way, Team JD, we're 2-0. 2-2.
Appreciate it. All right, so today's topic, we are talking about ethical cheating.
That's okay.
Whoa,
that's
wait crazy. For it. Wait for it.
It's crazy. This is a crazy combination of words. Take it away.
No, I'm not going to take it away. No, I got a clip for you guys that's going to take it away.
Let's do it.
So I am not going to wear headphones because I already know what the clip is.
I heard it too.
Everybody else wear headphones, please.
Are you not wearing headphones because your hat?
That's why.
No,
you can wear them exactly down. Just wear them upside down.
I will
down.
Take this off while you guys wear listen to prove down. That it's not that. I literally not wearing headphones because I want you guys just to hear it because I edited it.
So you think you're better than us and you don't need to hear it.
That's true.
No, that's not it at all.
Me and JD and
I want Lauren to hear it. We only have three headphones.
Fine,
what do you
bro.
Want me to
it's
do?
Cool.
I did hear it though.
What do you want to do? Want to ear to ear it? All right, cool.
Is this count as oxy?
It's oxytocining.
Oxytocining.
Oh God, you put your face way too close to mine. It was almost a
you
kiss.
You want me to hear or nah? Talking about that
nope,
shit.
Nope. Never mind. You heard it already.
I gotta hit something, right?
Which
one is it?
Oh yeah, it's the
top one. Voice.
You figured it out.
Voice emission. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Go.
Oh, this is the one you like, Russ. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Voice submissions.
It's not a voice submissions, actually.
Oh.
Dude, you titled it voice sub.
You said voice sub. Huh?
What you're about to hear is not voice submissions.
Oh.
Okay. Clearly, we're not prepared. For this.
I said a clip that I want you to hear.
You did say clip. You did say clip.
Clips and dips.
Yes. You did not the voice submissions, so not the one that says VN.
I feel you.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Slap his hand, why don't you?
I think the idea of cheating is a...
This is voice submission.
That's a voice submission.
Voice coach. I said not the VN.
Oh, not the VN.
Not the VN.
My bad.
Jesus Christ.
It's not your day, dog. Not your day. Here we go.
There's no right way to cheat, but there's a respectful way to cheat, right? So the respectful part comes in. I'm not going to let my partner find out.
There's a right and wrong way to cheat.
Just hear me out. Okay. If you're going to effing do it, like there's no right way to smoke crack, but I see functioning crackheads walking around who still have their business, who still have their empire, and they get high on weekends and Thursdays and whenever, and it's not harming anybody but them.
I don't want to know nothing, but if you did something and I asked you, be straight up and please protect yourself, because at the end of the day, I know if you're going to be fucking around with another girl and you're going to be coming home to me, and you don't, I don't know what that bitch's juices are. You're gonna put it right inside me? That's mad disrespectful.
Not inside of me.
Just because he washes himself with soap and water doesn't mean that other girl's juices aren't still on him. You understand?
So, what about like the common rules first of like, actually, no one true. I know? I mean, listen, if I'm gonna tolerate it, I'm gonna tolerate it, right? No one I know. Mm. Let's keep it extremely private, right?
Appreciate
and you can't introduce them to your family.
An ex-boyfriend that I was dating, he cheated on me. Mm. And I didn't have an inkling, no idea that this was even happening. He ended up telling one of my best friends that he cheated on me. And then I was like, I was livid. And I was like, how could you disrespect me like this? Because this is the man that I thought I would eventually get married to one day.
How did that contribute moving forward in your other relationships when it came to being with guys?
Extremely difficult, because then I started having an insecurity issue. I started looking at her pictures on Instagram because I knew who she was at that point, and started comparing myself to this woman who he was with. Okay. And I looked nothing like her.
Oh.
I had a completely different body shape, and it made me feel really insecure.
So how about one of the rules is she can't be finding in your main bitch? Okay? That's one of the rules.
That won't work.
That's
not going to work.
No rules.
Don't meet the family.
She said not
in the
bed.
She can't be finding in the bed.
Don't fuck
she
in
said,
my bed.
Don't fuck in the bed. So.
Okay.
Oh, man. So all right. Much.
So
they're from New York.
They are. Yeah. So I wanted to play that clip before we dive into this clip, and I'm gonna put the voice notes after we get done discussing a little bit. I'm gonna try to switch things up here. I mainly wanted to play this is because these are real people having a conversation about the very thing that we're about to talk about.
Right.
Mm. And just to kind of set the tone, because I thought it was kind of funny, because some of the things that they were saying was like hurtful, but at the same time was like That's a crazy way of thinking. Yeah. So yeah, let's just open it up. Like, is there ever a world where where cheating can be ethical?
I don't think you can, because just the fact that you're cheating, just that right there defies any sentiment that there can be ethicalness or ethics. Excuse me. There can't be ethics in cheating. I mean, yeah, you can twist it and say, you know, a thief's code, so to speak, but you're still a cheater at the end of the day. You're still doing something unethical.
I agree with that sentence.
Yeah.
In its totality. However, I kind of think about, like, if I'm going to be cheated on, how do I want to be cheated on? Ethical or not, how do I want to be cheated on?
Yeah.
And when I think about how I want to be cheated on, it's without my knowledge.
Because what ethical means, like, moral compass.
Right.
Like, that's right. What it means. So there has to be, like...
So, like, when we say but ethics, we're basically saying, like, how you move, right? Like,
yeah. But cheating in itself is, like, cheating in itself means that you are crossing a boundary. So it's, like, right. You're crossing a, like, so cheating in its definition, I don't know that it can be morally unethical. Because yeah. We've said,
morally
hey,
ethical.
Morally ethical. Because it's, like, we've said, hey, we only have sex with one another. And then you're, like, okay, well, I'm going to go cheat with someone else. But I'm doing it ethically, because the rule that I made wasn't necessarily, if the rule that I had made was, hey, we're monogamous and just don't bring any diseases to me, then you could say that, well, I'm ethically cheating because I wear condoms when I cheat.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So I think that anytime that you,
wait, is that, would that be cheating though? If you gave me the green light?
In you no, it's that because the boundary. Okay. Well, maybe you had sex with her without a condom, but she got tested beforehand. So technically, it's still within my business code of conduct. Let's just say that's
a fucked up way of cheating too.
Yeah, yeah.
There, I mean, I'd say there's mean ways to cheat, so to speak. Like you can be, like, you know, disrespectful.
Yeah,
and I don't really see a world where you can say I was respectful when I cheated on you, because as soon as you cheat, you're being disrespectful.
But I also think that cheating is a definition that's going to be different for everybody.
That's true.
Speaking of definition.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Go for it.
Just
Wikipedia moment.
According to Google.
Cheating. We need a button for Wikipedia.
Webster or Google?
Google.
Can we get a Webster? Can we get like a real actual?
I actually looked up infidelity cheating, and then it gave me cheating in a relationship. So I was I stuck with it.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with it.
Infidelity is a violation of a couple's emotional and or sexual exclusivity that commonly results in feelings of anger, sexual jealousy, and rivalry.
Right.
What constitutes infidelity, this is by the way,
giving us some wiggle room here.
What constitutes infidelity depends on the expectations within the relationship.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
In marital relationships, exclusivity is commonly assumed. So like my thing, I actually had this talk with my barber today. And he was like, what? Hell no, there's no ethical way. And he said, well, what if it was brought to the person's attention, right? Mm-hmm. What if you've been married or together for X amount of years? You're like, I'm trying to spice it. Whatever the case is, right? Like, can I get a hall pass for layman's terms? Then it's like, I'm not being dishonest.
At that point, it's not cheating.
With you. But, right, at that point, it's not cheating. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I said. And he goes, but it's still cheating.
No, it's not.
But it's not because you got permission.
I agree.
But there's rules. It's like in a card game. Every card game has different rules. If you break those rules, then you're cheating.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, ask the Dodgers if the Astros couldn't have cheated ethically.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Get cheated on, and let me tell you. Well, at least I didn't let you find out it was your cousin.
Yeah.
Or something. You know,
yeah.
I mean, well, is that going to make it better? Because I'm still cheating.
So, bottom line, obviously, ethical and cheating don't really mix.
Oil and water,
but. For the sake of this episode, I am going to make the argument
that you can.
That there is an ethical
and
way.
And I'm going to try to say, let's all see if we can wrap our heads around this.
See if I can do it. Now, I'm also admitting that obviously ethical and cheating doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's not real.
You're just playing devil's advocate.
I'm just here to give an opportunity of like, hey, let's just actually have a discussion here.
Right.
So, if you cheat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You crossed the boundaries. You did it. Happened.
Right.
And you come to your partner and say, I messed up.
Right.
Yep.
I cheated on you. I did you wrong. I want to fix this. I'm going to let you know before you find out from anybody else, before you go through my phone or any other ways, I'm coming to you as my partner, letting you know I messed up and I want to fix this. To me, there is some ethical positioning in that process because we make mistakes. Yes, the cheating is bad. Yes, it's really, really terrible that you cross the boundaries. But if you've been in a long-term relationship, there's going to be a lot of boundaries that you do cross. Maybe it's not cheating, but you are going to cross some boundaries. And there's an ethical way of when you cross the boundary on how you're going to handle that disagreement or that quarrel in your marriage or your relationship. Different
from accountability?
I would say that's not cheating, though.
That's just owning up.
That's just owning up.
You cheated.
But you
no, but you're owning up to, yeah, to you I cheated.
So all right, let me get this straight. If I cheat, I go fuck another girl, and I come to my girl and I say I messed up and I fucked another girl.
It's accountability.
Now it's not cheating?
No, it's still cheating.
The ethics were not showcased. The ethics were gone when you cheated. The ethics were showcased in the act of acting, as JD said, for redemption.
Yeah, in hindsight.
Yeah, but you didn't show ethics in the act of cheating. Yeah,
Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah. You're showing some moral character, I guess, and being honest and, you know, saying, hey, I did something wrong.
But wouldn't that be different than I cheated and you caught me and then I'm coming to you?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, to cheat
There's no ethical...
There's an ethical way to come clean.
But not to cheat. Yeah,
you're assigning... Okay. It's like two different actions.
You cheated, that action is done. We can't go back. Okay. You gotta try, though.
Okay, I'm gonna try again. I'm gonna try again.
You agree with that?
No, I agree with that. But again, I think it's a matter of, like, how do you want to be cheated on? Right?
Yeah. Or how do you want to find out? Because you don't want to be cheated on.
That's a weird thing, I guess, to think. How do you want to be cheated on?
I don't want to be cheated on.
No, though. But if you're going to be cheated on,
how do you want to be found out?
I don't want to find out.
You can't even give me those rules, because if you say, hey, look, everything's going great, you know, I love where we're at, but if you're going to cheat on me, do this. Don't let me find out or do this. Like,
I guess so. Like, those are kind of like, if it, maybe it's a matter of like, hey, we love each other. Yeah. We're dedicated to one another. However, I still am aware that you have hormones and your attraction to other women didn't turn off the second you said I do. Right. Yeah. Okay. So if ever something slips up and you cross a boundary, if it doesn't require action on my part, maybe I just don't want to know.
Yeah, what if it's his first time, right? And then
Hold on, I'm receiving that as if Lauren and I are in a relationship and she just told me that.
You're role playing now.
I've said it because cheating is not a deal breaker for me. And I've been very open about that. If you mess up, because I almost expect that it's going to happen, because again, that shit doesn't turn off just because you're with me. And I recognize that I'm excellent, but that doesn't mean that you won't be tempted by other things, right? So things is not the right term. Humans. But I do know that
you don't
make mac
cheese like me, though.
I do know that I have barriers. I do know where I'm going to feel more.
Do you think it would be a lesser blow if a man cheated with a uglier woman or a more attractive woman? Because in my head, I'm cheating up, right? I'm not cheating down. I want you to see the woman I cheated with and be like, you know what?
I get it.
I would have had sex with her too.
Good for you.
I want to feel that. I want to feel that. Like, I don't know that I would want to see one and be like, really?
That's how I feel like.
But would there be a little bit of like,
So here, I'm going to tell you a true story. One of my boys, that happened to him.
His wife cheated on him.
Oh. And she cheated way down.
Oh.
I mean, like, way, like a two. Like, we were like, there's no way. We were sending like Kingpin, the movie Kingpin. Remember Woody Harrelson's hair was like this way?
Yeah. Right.
The guy looked like that. I mean, it was just like some wild shit. And my guy is a good looking dude. He's in shape, keeps well of himself.
The hard ones.
So I bring this up because he had such a hard time because she cheated down. Oh. Right. He was like, what the f-? Like, it was like, this is crazy. If this guy was better looking than me or whatever, had more money, I think for men, it's about like, has something to do with the money thing. Yeah. He's got more money than me. Like, you know, whatever, good for you kind of thing. Right. But the fact that she cheated way down, he was sick about it. For not so much the cheating, but like, I can't believe you stooped down this low. Yeah.
Well, he should take some solace. Jeff Bezos and Leonardo the girlfriend, or Leonardo the girlfriend.
Leonardo the girlfriend, that's good. That's good.
Leonardo the girlfriend.
That's, great. That's what they're called.
They just proved that the money don't matter. Because no,
golly.
No.
But it's Leonardo
the It's Leo. Leonardo the girlfriend.
Come on.
That's true. Oh, that was so
Leo's
awkward
track
to see.
Record, she didn't have a chance anyway.
His hand movements were way too slick.
He was like, it's Leo.
Well, he knew what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this man's conducting an orchestra right now.
Have you seen what my application is? You don't even qualify.
You're way too old. You're 20. You're 29. You know he's just.
You don't even qualify. Here.
You have a real job? Like, I'm so, hold on. Modeling is a real job. Modeling's a real job.
But here's the thing. I think if Shan cheated down, there would be a little bit of betrayal, but it would soften the blow.
It would soften the blow.
It would definitely soften the blow.
Like, it would soften the blow, I think, especially, like, more so publicly, right? Because
cheated
then
down?
All my friends...
Softens the blow?
No, because, yeah, because like, then all my friends be like, oh, my God, look at her. She ain't nothing. Like, I don't want... If, like, you cheat up and you're on Instagram with someone who's, like, up, they're like... I don't know what to say, man. Damn. But it's like, so.
Can't help you.
I can't help you.
I don't know what to say. What do y'all ever do that to me, bro? She cheat.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Have you seen his profile, though?
Like,
yeah.
I mean, he owns a spaceship.
It's Jeff Bezos. It's Jeff.
Yeah. So it's like, maybe internally, I'd be like, really? But like, I think my, like, for the public effect, I don't want you to cheat down. So like they could be all like, she's not whatever.
But you know what? I'm going to go, not so much the cheating part, but I'm also going to go, it took me back to when my daughter's mom and I split up and I saw her guy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, word? All right, well, cool. I'm good. And listen, I don't care how that sounds. If anyone is listening or watching and you have been in my shoes, you know damn well what I'm talking about. When you see the new woman one. Or the new guy, you know damn well what I'm talking about.
I'll be honest. I know my exes were sick when they
trust
saw Shan.
Right. No, for sure. Because you don't want to be that person. Like, you don't want to be her. You don't want to be that person. Right.
Yeah.
You want to be the I get it person. Yeah. Like, that makes sense.
Man, so this reminds me of this game that we actually called The Game. Have I told you about The Game before?
Yes, you have.
It's a terrible game. It's a terrible game. You basically, like, my buddy Jeremy and I do this thing where we say, like...
Shout out to Jeremy.
Yep. Great guy. We'll be like, you know, like, if you're talking to a girl and things aren't really going well, or you're in a tiff with your girlfriend, like, yeah, bro, she's probably in Vegas right now getting, you know, just... craziest sex from DK Metcalf.
Oh my God.
He's taking her out to eat.
LeBron
we just pile it on, so to speak.
You know how I feel about Bron. I can't do.
I got a question.
Yeah. LeBron's taking her out.
I got a question.
Jared's raising his hand.
I got a question.
Okay, go.
Let's define what. Okay, we already know crossing the boundaries, but there is this gentleman. And I know our viewers know exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh, say his name.
I don't know his name. I think it's I think it's like Chocolate Central
or something
like that. I thought
you were talking about Kevin Samuels for a second.
No, no.
That's who I wanted to.
Yeah. His name is Chocolate Central or some weird thing.
Yo,
like
what sexual chocolate?
Yo, delicious.
But his job is giving very sexual.
Oh, that pervert.
What?
The pervert. that masks his pervertness under the guise of massages.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
We know nobody, bro.
We know him?
Yeah, well, me and Shay know him.
Oh, I don't know him.
Is he a pervert?
His name's, I'm not going to say his name like that, but.
No, I'm sure he's not a pervert.
He actually has a podcast.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, he's not a pervert.
So, you guys all know what I'm talking about. For the audience who don't know, he is a very massive dude. Who gives these massages?
He's not that big. Okay. No, pause.
Can I?
But he's not.
In person, he's
well
no,
on
the camera
on the gram. Yeah. On the gram, this dude's big.
Okay,
and
he's in shape.
He's really not that
was
on purpose. He's not that much bigger.
That
than
was
you.
On purpose.
Okay, he gives these very sensual.
You know what we're talking about. Hands of Fury.
No.
Hands of Fury! Yes,
put him on. That's business for him.
Yeah. Okay.
You're welcome.
He gives these very sensual, like, seductive massages.
Will he give a man that massage?
No. As a matter of fact, I think they are a female only clientele base.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm curious.
Starting to seem a little sketchy.
Hey, if you guys want to add to this, treatment. You got to raise your finger.
I'm sorry, sorry.
Please,
sorry.
Please, please.
You got to raise your
too
finger.
Too many changes coming on right here. Yeah.
He gives these massages. Would you, if you found out your girl got a massage by this man, would you consider it cheating?
We talked about this because someone. No, my bad. Shana. Yeah, me and you were talking, you know. No.
Say, what are you going to get?
Well, that's
Shay
what
one?
I'm doing with my pop money right here. I'm going to give all these women some hands. No, but. I give Shay Hands of Fury massage. I'm the fucking Hands of Fury.
You're the Hands of Fury.
But no, but Shay and I talked about this because someone in her bachelorette group brought it up. And they were like, do you think JD would feel away if we got. You know, hands obviously you would be, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, you damn right I feel away. Because, like, you go to the Magic. Them? Yeah, you go to the Magic Mike thing. That's one thing. And they did. They did. That's fine. But Hands of Fury.
They did. It's okay.
But that's cool. Like, I'm fine with it. It's not a problem. I can't compete with
you go to the Magic Mike thing.
Like, do your thing. Have fun.
But that's entertainment. Like, that's entertainment. That's like.
This is an intimate experience. And that's why I landed on. It's an intimate experience where you're naked.
Right.
Yeah. And another man.
You got a towel on, don't you?
All right. For the sake of argument, I'm going to put a video of him giving a massage to a woman.
And
so you can
they can be the judge of that. Well,
it is a freaky little massage.
It is. He's got music playing. There's candles lit.
Spreads them open.
Yeah. It's not aromatherapy.
Ass on shoulders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like basically foreplay.
He's one slip away from intercourse.
Exactly. Yes. I would say it's literally. Way more than foreplay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, you ain't fooling nobody.
So hell no.
Do your thing,
though. Let's say they Shay didn't come to me with that. Like, hey, just I want her out of respect.
He just posted.
That'd be fucking wild. But then there's an ethical way to come correct to let me know what your fucked up maid of honor is doing. But. No, I think.
What is this story?
I'm saying.
What is this story?
That was hypothetical.
Was it?
Yeah.
It felt really personal.
I'm saying if her maid of honor was like, fuck JD, I'm getting you hands of fear massage. Yeah. You don't have to tell him. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. That would be fucked up.
It is hypothetical.
That was a hypothetical. But, Jesus Christ.
I'll have to call Shay later.
It sounded very
personal. What happened at your bachelorette?
It sounded very personal. Man, I'm still over this shit.
We got you.
But like I said, if that was the case, let's say Shay and her girlfriend were just out and about. Shay and Lauren, let's say you guys are like, let's do Hands of Fury. Chris will be cool with it. And
Chris would not. Chris would shut that shit down so fast.
Can I talk? Can I roll with my hypothetical?
It's a hypothetical.
It's true.
So it's a hypothetical. But let's say hypothetically, Chris was cool with it. And Shay was like, I don't think JD would be, but I'm in. I don't think that's cheating. I just think it's disrespect.
Mm.
But is it disrespect if you are cool with it?
No.
What makes the difference between cheating and disrespect, though?
It's no disrespect. But I wouldn't be cool with it. And if she did it anyway, I don't consider that cheating.
Okay, that's different. I thought in your hypothetical you said, like, go ahead, and then she did.
So with cheating,
if she told Lauren, let's just go with it, I'll deal with it later, that's disrespect.
But could it kind of be cheating?
I don't think so.
I feel like maybe the rules get written. Like, I don't know necessarily what I'm going to be uncomfortable with. Like, when I said my vows, I didn't know that Hands of Fury existed. Okay? Yeah. So I didn't know to put up barriers.
You didn't know.
Damn. Chris, shit. I'm sorry. I had nothing to do with this, bro.
I did not mention this man. I meant on the other side. Like, let's just say there was a female version of Hands of Fury.
Yeah.
Hands of Flowery. I don't know.
There has to be.
I'm sure there is.
Is there essential massages for men?
There has to be.
But until I know that person exists, like, how do I write that rule for something I didn't know was going to bother me?
Well, I think it's a conversation again of like respect. You know Chris well enough to know damn well you ain't going to no Hands of Fury party. What even knowing that they, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you saw a video,
how bad does Shay want to go? I might.
Shay doesn't want to go. Okay. That hypothetical was your idea.
All the fury she could handle.
In the hypothetical was your idea to say,
hey. In the hypothetical.
Yeah.
In the hypothetical.
Okay. Here's a new question.
You got to raise your hand.
Oh, sorry.
Finger the air.
There you go.
There you go.
Play
with the hood.
If you had a business where you were Hands of Fury.
Yeah.
Would Shay consider your job unethical?
She would not be down for that.
I want to ask a question.
She would not be down for that.
Because let's just pretend.
Can we get a Hands of Fury on here?
No, this isn't hypothetical. Yeah,
no, can you, you get him on here?
Can you get him on here?
I mean, I don't know. I'm like, we're just talking shit about him. He's not going to come on now.
This is his chance to set us straight.
He's popping. He's good.
Set us
but in saying that, a lot of women, a lot of
our little platform. I know Shan knows him, so maybe.
He's going to try.
She knows him.
She knows him.
She got a massage?
Come on, bro. Come on, dog.
I heard. She goes with him. No, she goes to his massage.
She knows him.
But a woman, so it's like for a man, cheating can maybe stereotypically or generally can be more of the physical affliction, right?
Yeah, we don't usually consider the emotional.
Okay,
I consider cheating. JD emotional does. Cheating
you,
as well.
You,
as physical.
I'd say most guys though aren't as in tune with that as being a problem.
But emotionally, are you not the emotional?
Side note for the voice notes. Continue.
Sorry.
Are you not the emotional Hands of Fury for many women?
Wow. Damn.
The emotional
hands of fury.
For many women.
Me?
Yes, you.
How?
Like you massage emotions.
You
or
do
something.
Counseling.
Well, yeah. not even counseling. But it's like, but women come to you with their emotional, with that emotional.
I
like
your
emotional giving of time. Would
I'm
that be considered like? Are you the heartstroke hands of fury? Are you the heart of fury?
The heart of fury.
Yes, he is.
I've been working on that.
I never would have considered that. I always consider it as always professional when I give consultations. It's never like the lights aren't off, the candles aren't lit. I'm not playing background music while I tell you why your ex is a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Well, he's not doing that either.
He's not doing the last thing, but he's doing everything else.
No, but you've also had training and stuff. So you.
Yeah, but he has too. He has too. He's certified, right?
I'm assuming that anybody that's giving advice or doing massages is certified at some.
But my thing is like, I want to say my setting is a professional setting, but one can argue his is too.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's like, I never would have thought that.
But is that a
from a woman's perspective.
The next clip is JD in consultations.
No,
I guess
but like,
it's heart of fury. me on a Zoom call.
No, but for a woman, it's like emotional cheating because that for a lot of women is cheating or for a lot of men, or maybe I'm getting it mixed up, but it's like if a woman divulges her heart to another man, that's more impact or that's considered more cheating than if she were to get a massage done by the Hands of Fury.
No, but there's a lot of context behind that. Like,
wait,
I see where
did you say that it's more impactful than the Hands of Fury? Because I think I would argue that men would be more offended by the Hands of Fury
because men believe that women value emotional attachment over physical attachment.
Correct.
Well, right? Hands of Fury massage
is ego hit.
The ego hit.
So my thing is, real quick,
a Hands of Fury massage wouldn't actually be more impactful than an emotional investment because it's not sex. I actually would. I'm assuming he's professional. I'm assuming that everything in this
but there's a team. I'm saying he may be, but maybe his team might be making some side money.
That's a whole team.
Oh wow,
it's a whole team.
Oh, like some like
there's a couple cats
like
on the team.
Get off.
Oh,
have
damn,
side
they got a
money?
Whole squad.
Is that
maybe,
what you're saying?
Maybe. So I mean, look, I'll be honest. I don't see how they're not having sex with some of these women.
I will be honest.
But
no, I had this and I'm derailing you again. I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's fine.
But when I saw the clips, I said to Shannon, I was like, "Do you think he's not fucking these women?"
Exactly.
And she said, "I don't know. I mean,
I believe that he wouldn't be. I just feel that as a woman.
Have you seen these clips?
But I don't think he needs to get. Maybe I need to see it. But it's like maybe he just doesn't need to get that far.
Nah,
I don't know.
He's fucking them,
he's
man.
Close.
Nah, come on.
He's
like, he may
close.
Not be fucking
he's
all of them,
close.
But he's fucking some of them.
I just know that. I think I don't know because what do I? I'll
say this: if my woman was getting a massage by him, I'm in the next room because as soon as that massage is done, she's going to.
Oh, so you'd be cool with it.
I have to watch the massage again.
I'm not, before I say yes. I'm not allowed to get massaged by dudes.
It's freaky. I feel like I have a very vanilla memory of it right now.
But to answer your question, Lauren, I would think that a woman, like I brought up the example of on a bachelorette weekend, they were like, hey, we should do this. No one is saying on a bachelorette weekend, we should do consultations with JD. It's like, it's a different mindset.
But a bachelorette weekend is a one night only thing. An emotional connection with JD. You're establishing something.
But I will say that's this. A lifetime. Shay has never had an issue with me. And I have repeat clients that are women.
For sure.
She's never been like, are they keeping it professional? It's never been like that because it's just an understood thing. Like,
A, you're not going
to
cross
I'm going to use
lines.
My discernment right. And be respectful to my wife and keep it professional. And B, these women that are signing up for this are not coming in like, I know you're married, but give me 2 weeks and I bet you it's not like that.
I just get curious about it only because I wonder maybe from... And maybe if I'm thinking on my husband's perspective, like I know that me divulging my emotions to another dude is an offense.
So if you had a male therapist, Chris would have a problem with you having a male therapist?
I'm not to have male.
That's a different story.
It's already a reach for this. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for letting her.
I don't think that emotional cheating is per se baseless, right? I don't think that it's not a thing at all. Like I might have said it in the past, but the more I've thought on it, I don't think that it is. I think that there's, you know, in my eyes, I would say like that's level 5 and physical cheating is like level 10, right? Or right. Maybe not level 10, but level 1 and level 2. The emotional cheating is not as severe to me as the physical cheating.
Really? Because I'm this is just me being curious as a woman. I'm trying to understand the male perspective because I've always believed that men view women, like anything physical with women, as being more transactional. It's only when you marry the emotions to it. But from our perspective, we can understand transaction,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
But we know that like women are just not into that.
You're not right. Transactional.
I don't know, for a lot of women, it could be different, but for at least a lot of the women that I've dealt with, they're only having sex with people that they're emotionally invested with.
Right.
So we always like look at it like if you were having a side, you know, conversation about like your problems with another male friend or something.
Deeper. Right.
Like we would probably be like, I get it. Right. But it's not as offensive if he found out that you guys had sex. Because right. Now it's like, I already know you guys had that conversation before you guys even had
the
sex.
Emotional is the buildup before the actual transaction.
So then back to this point of cheating up then, is the concern with Hands of Fury that he can make your woman sound ways that you can't?
For sure.
I would say for me, it's
1,000. Look, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Yeah. I'm cool with Shay have sex with her, but her getting massaged by Hands of Fury would make me feel away.
Because it's a level up.
You would be cooler with her fucking him than getting massaged?
No. I'm just saying, like, in general, I'm just saying that, like, that's how sensual this massage is.
But if in the videos she sounded less than what she sounds like with you, it wouldn't be a problem.
Wait, they're moaning in these videos?
They are moaning in these videos.
Bro, get the hell, man.
Here's the thing. Obviously, for me, like, it wouldn't cut me as deep, but it would make me uncomfortable.
Right.
Bro needs to start teaching guys classes.
He does.
Yeah, that's smart. Teach some classes because
I just think
you're
like
gonna end up trying to fight. He's gonna have to fight somebody one day.
I think people, not me, I mean, I'm saying he's not worried. I think people who like, if I were to all of a sudden be like, I want to get my massage therapy license and I'm gonna be Hands of Fury, like that to me, like I'm doing that as the closest thing to a hall pass as I could get. Like I'm married, but. You know, I massage these naked women this way. Like, I might as well be fucking them. You know what I mean? So I just think it's like,
it's close. Oh, no.
I mean, we're really getting, this is a Hands of Fury episode.
I'm not saying that, but I just, I believe that it's like, I don't know, This is a terrible analogy, but do doctors want to be OBGYNs because they want to be close to vaginas? Like,
no, but they're not a pussy. I'm gonna be OBGYN. Are they massaging your vagina? Not, are they whispering to it?
I said it's a bad analogy, but I just
breathing on it.
But I think it's like no, if see, you this is you not more even look the at the business
is
opportunity.
The OB-gyn room
this is the funny thing. Is this is not even the guy I was talking about.
No, but it's like if you look at it at the as a
this is not even the guy I was talking about.
The light skin dude with the
nope. This is not
he's pretty that's out what I'm of control.
Talking about. Yeah, this is not the guy I was talking about.
Is he cute?
He's a good looking dude.
That's not the guy I'm talking about. Hold on.
There's another one?
There's another guy.
Oh, see what you done started, bro? You done.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many rules. It's not
well,
even.
I'm signing up next. If you would like a Hands of Fury-esque massage. Wait, but matter of fact, you cannot do one-on-ones with me.
But it's a
be
business opportunity.
You can only book massages with me.
But back to the consultation thing. Can you have male clients?
Oh, I could. I don't. But I could.
Okay.
Yeah. But there, but again, but the premise of my consultations is professionals, more business professionals. Like it's not necessarily emotional.
But what if that businessman is having problems in his marriage?
I think at that point, like, first of all, wouldn't like necessarily discuss it all, but I think if it got to a point, like, yeah, it does become a problem when I start giving myself emotionally overly, but you know what? The fact that I'm getting paid lessens the blow significantly. Mm. But
you're getting paid too. So
I'm the Hearts of Fury. but yeah.
I'm gonna let you guys keep talking about it. I'm gonna find this guy it's not Hands of Fury. The one I'm talking about is not Hands of Fury.
Right.
Oh.
But again, it's another scenario where she could be cheating up.
Look, we are talking all over the place right now. But with that being said, let's get into the audience. Maybe they could pull us back on track.
Okay.
Wait, you gotta hit the.
I know. Voice. Okay. That wouldn't be ethical either. Dude.
Voice top left.
I thought I had one for voice a second.
Up? Yes.
Damn. I made it in time.
I think the idea of cheating is a concept that society created. And I feel like human interactions and human relationships are supposed to flow through life, and you're not really supposed to be constricted to one person and one person only. Don't think that humans are only supposed to stay faithful to one person.
She's scratching records in the background.
For the rest of their lives.
To me, cheating is the act plus the lie. If you speak to your partner and are not in an open relationship and act on it, then you've given them the choice to take it or leave it. It's fucked up if they aren't in agreement, but I think you put the ball in their court. You've taken the lie out of the equation. Maybe that's ethical cheating. However, if they choose to stay, to me, you're kind of hanging out in the transition to an open relationship.
Having the word ethical and cheating together doesn't really make sense, because
right.
Cheating is inherently unethical, otherwise it wouldn't be cheating.
Right. I don't want to know. If it's like a one-time thing or you messed up or whatever, I really don't want to figure out the logistics of our relationship.
Is this you?
Is it me?
Over some kind of one-time misdemeanor. I'd rather...
This is you! Wait, it is Lauren!
What the hell?
Was
that Lauren?
Yeah,
Lauren. I was like, why do I agree with her so much?
You're like, girl, yes.
That was not Lauren,
girl. I think there are select situations where...
She said logistics. That sounds like a Lauren.
And I'm saying this as someone who has never cheated before and doesn't play on it. But, like, just an example off the top of my head, maybe you're trying to reexamine if this relationship that you're in is actually something that's good. And I've heard of friends who, like, because they cheated, they realized, oh, this is what I needed to help me get out of the relationship.
I mean, cheating would have to mean that the other person in the relationship is not okay with whatever you're doing. Therefore, it can't be ethical. But if it's like a one-time thing and they never find out, it's kind of like, what's the big deal?
Cheating is in and of itself unethical. You can ethically have non-monogamous relationships. You can ethically engage in relationships with multiple people and not be committed to any of them. However, you cannot cheat. You cannot be infidelitist in any way ethically. However, having said that, if you're going to cheat and be an asshole, try not to have no drama and things be brought to your partner.
if one of the partners in the relationship were abusive, whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, I feel like that would give leeway for the other partner to possibly emotionally cheat.
If he came and told me after he cheated on me, like if I wasn't embarrassed, if I wasn't caught out here looking stupid, but if someone else didn't tell me, like my best friend,
New Yorkers are obsessed with not looking stupid.
They explained to me everything that happened.
Like number one in their book of things that they don't want. I don't want to look stupid. I feel like
that is ethical cheating in a sense.
Nothing about cheating is ethical or could ever be ethical, because cheating is doing something that you know you're not supposed to do.
If that person is feeling they're not getting their needs from their partner and they're saying, like, I'm stepping out and that's cheating and that's not what you founded your relationship on, I feel like, you know, it has nothing to do with monogamy. There is a way to ethically cheat, whatever that means.
There's no such thing as ethical cheating. You can't do anything ethically that is breaking.
This person's from the islands. I don't know what island they're from. They're only from the Caribbean.
But cheating implies something bad, something sinister, so it can't be ethical. You can definitely explore other people while you're in agreement with your partner, 100%, you know, fulfilling fantasies or whatever it is. But you can't do that without being in an agreement, so therefore it's not cheating. Anything to do with cheating implies... something that is a lie, and therefore it can't be ethical.
Yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts about whether or not, like, talking to people or, like, sending messages online is really considered cheating. Like, are they just keeping them on the back burner for the future? Yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for the content, guys. You guys,
let's answer her.
Bye.
No, that's not what this is about. This is about you giving us your thoughts. We answered you. No, I'm joking. Oh.
Well, it's choreography. I liked it.
So, first of all,
love the voice changes.
Love the voice notes.
Great idea. Who came up with that?
Lauren Morrison.
Great job, Lauren. Way to go. Love that. Love it. So much. It's
I actually
just,
don't know in this moment if I did.
Well, but you're getting the credit. Great job, Lauren. Way to go.
What could that be?
I don't know. Like, there were so many ideas flowing around at once.
I'll take it.
Don't half
hug
us. It showed up when you showed up.
You just tried to give us a half hug. We tried to give you a full hug.
Love the voice notes. Great idea.
Do you want to answer the young lady at the end? She was asking, if a person, what was she asking again?
It's like messaging.
Back burner.
Messaging.
Someone else is cheating, and or is he or she just keeping these people on the back burner just in case it doesn't work out?
That I think ties back into the emotional cheating.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I have learned too, like, I know Lo, she's saying, like, you come around. It took me a while to come around to emotional cheating being as significant as it respectfully is. So I think that's part of, like, a lot of people's exit strategy, right? It's like, you shouldn't, I'm gonna say don't, but people do. You shouldn't quit your job before you have something else lined up. And I think a lot of people quit their relationship with something lined up. You know what I mean? They're not just going to be like, I'm single, this is it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, hopefully, I mean, that's morally what you should do, right? Spend some time alone, whatever. But I think a lot of people who haven't cheated yet, but they got some kind of lined up, the grass is greener, man, I'm out of this.
Yeah, the best friend.
You know, whether it's the best friend or somebody you've been messaging for a while, building this rapport, pillow talk.
Past.
You know what I mean? Yeah, or past, and that's the emotional part where it's like tough.
So there was a lot of people in there who said if it was just physical, I would be okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think that they would be okay with just physical?
Because I guess I think ultimately it really is, I mean, as most things, it goes down to your individual tastes and your different preferences. Like, I get why people say the emotional is more damaging to them, because if you're looking at men, like you guys both have said, and I've said before, like, we're able to compartmentalize sex and make it not as, well, not so much JD. That's right. You don't do it. But JD, Jared and I, and I think a lot of guys are able to just have meaningless sex. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Because of that, I think maybe women don't view our,
I almost said something petty, but I didn't hold back.
Say it with your chest, man. You got the fucking zoot suit on. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, I was be like, ahead. Well, the number 40 would disagree.
Number 40. Number 40. Oh, gotcha. But the number 70 damn sure would disagree.
I didn't have 70. Didn't I actually counted up.
Someone said they had 70.
Oh, yeah, I did on the episode. Yes. I did on the episode, but I counted it up. I spent some time when
I counted my shit up too.
Yeah, I counted it up.
I didn't.
I'm actually 33.
Okay. Well,
damn, yeah, she could
to be exact.
Track.
Yeah.
I counted mine up and I stopped at 44.
Okay.
So he stopped at 44.
But his name. So I couldn't remember anymore, but then I woke up the next day and remember like two more people.
So you got 46.
So I got like 46, but I probably give or take.
I'm at 33.
I could not even
begin. I'm at 33.
I don't even know how to start counting.
Okay, anyway. I derailed it, but continue.
It took me a while, but yeah. What were you saying?
We could have sex in compartmentalized.
We can have meaningless sex. So because women know that most of us can have meaningless sex, an emotional display for somebody or pouring into a woman your emotions is going to be more damaging because in their head they're like, well, he's just fucking her. But if you're over here spending time, that's the thing. Women really, I mean, they value time. They value attention and time spent with them. So if you're not hanging out with your woman and you're going out with this, you know, with the side chick, like that, that's going to be just as hurtful to them as the sex is. Because they're already, look, I'm sure if you're spending emotional time with them, they're probably already assuming you're fucking them too. And that's probably just like, and I bet you're fucking her.
I bet you are. I'd be like, it's a slippery slope. Like, it's coming. If it hasn't happened already, it's coming.
Okay. Yeah.
Shay hit me with that.
No.
Slippery slope. Yeah. We've been in this predicament before.
Where you were with somebody.
First started dating. Yeah. And it was like, it's a slippery slope. And also like, because I thought about it when you brought up the consultation thing. Because Shay has reminded me that like, and I'm sure we all get this, but... Mm. You too, Lauren, that we are a catch. It is what it is. We are a catch. And when the opposite sex who's coming to us and flirting with us, whatever, even though we're keeping it, we're like, no, I'm married, it's all good. But they could take our niceness, our kindness as flirting or whatever the case is, like so on and so forth. So Shay's always like, it's a slippery slope. You don't understand. I trust you. And it's not that
I don't trust these women.
But it's just like, I know how they could perceive you. And you don't realize that kind of thing?
I understand what you're saying. I've heard that in the past. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard it in this relationship that I'm in with Shan, but I have heard that in the past.
Yeah.
And when I think back to, this is not saying that I think back to my past, I'm like, yeah, you had it right, because I was up to no good. You know what I mean? So it's like I get it. Yeah.
Oh, right. No good.
I get it. You know what I mean?
I got some money for you. Huh?
Yeah, right.
But I get it. But not to say that you were, you know, up to no good. But I understand why she didn't trust me with women that I was like, I promise you, I don't have any intentions, because she also understood that, like, in the right scenario, I might make the wrong decision.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, I get it. Yeah.
She says something about social media. Have you guys ever had pushback because of your social media activities or anything?
I mean,
like
I wasn't no Hands of Fury, so.
Like liking pics, stuff like that. I've been yelled at over pic liking before.
Not in my current relationship, but in past relationships.
You'd be liking pics.
That was a bad issue.
Yeah.
And I'd be liking.
Yeah, you do. I'd see some pics that you like, I'm like, God damn.
I'd like be that liking shit. Pics. I'd be
yo, Shan is secure because.
That's it, yeah.
Jeez
yeah.
Louise, there's been times I'm like, oh, let me see that, Jay. Hold on, I'm about to follow her.
I never check. But maybe it's just, I don't think that. Maybe like I didn't start when I started dating Chris, it wasn't really, what was it, like 13 years ago? Like social media wasn't what it is now. So it's like I never really got into that dating with social media in mind.
Do you ever get jealous of Chris?
No.
Oh, jeez, that was kind of cool.
What about Chauncey?
No.
Chauncey. To your point, like I 100% know that Chris is a catch. Like, every dude in this room has fallen in love with Chris for like a minute, right? Don't lie, JD. It's happened to you.
I haven't but, fallen. I really like Chris.
I really like him.
But that's what I mean.
I like him a lot too, but I love Chris.
In this room would 25 second hug Chris.
Here's brother.
Whoa.
I love Chris.
I'll probably grow to love him.
You would 25 second hug Chris. No, but I
don't think Chris would want a 25 second hug.
He's extremely charming. He's extremely like.
He's a catch.
He's a catch. He's personable. He can make anybody feel comfortable, and he can speak to anybody. So I don't think for a second that there aren't women who aren't like that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck are you that guy? Are you turning to the Chachi right now in front of our eyes?
I guess Chris does a really excellent job in making me feel very secure.
Yeah.
He does a very excellent job in that arena. Like he honestly makes me feel, and it's maybe the greatest deception of all time, but he honestly makes me feel like he doesn't like any other woman except for me.
Oh, let's give a round of applause for Chris.
Let's give a round of applause for Chris.
Give it the voice music. Oh, okay, we'll pause.
And
the voice music, yeah!
Now it's love connection music.
Hold on, still going.
No, you should chop over it.
Bam! Oh,
close. No, but he does a very good job of that. So I feel very secure in my relationship that I never check on those things, and I never feel a ways about. I might poke fun every now and again, be like, "What was the drive-through lady? So what was so funny about the drive-through lady? You guys are just yucking it up." I might say that in jest, but really and truly, I don't check for it that way.
You don't.
How do you feel? Chauncey and I are having a weekend in Vegas.
I'm going to be there on Sunday. Are y'all going to still be there?
How do you feel about
it? I think zero things about it.
Okay.
Like I think when I think of you and Jared, you and Chris going to Vegas this weekend, I'm like, wow, that's really nice for Chris and Jared. That is the only thought I have. So much so to the fact.
What are your intentions?
I'll be there Sunday. Does that make you nervous?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
It really doesn't.
Are y'all still going to be there Sunday?
Quite frankly.
Oh, you will be.
Yeah. Quite frankly, Chris, you guys could go to a strip club. Chris could get a lap dance.
All right, let's give it a round of applause. Yeah.
But you can't get a Hands of Fury massage? Chris.
I am in a relationship with double standards. I'm aware of that. I accept it. I know it. Honestly, though, that is how I feel in my relationship. Like, I feel... And even like when you guys, when I was like, what are you guys going to do in Vegas? You guys were like, whoa, Lori.
To be fair, you don't ask what a man's going to do in Vegas.
That question did come off a little like,
but how dare you?
To no good.
I'm asking that as a friend, but you guys just think
as
that because
friend?
I'm his wife.
Yeah,
I'm asking as your friend, Jared.
I literally think, but
what are you guys planning to do?
In my mind, I'm never even thinking like, what are you guys going to do? Who are you guys going to be with? Yeah. I never think of that. I'm like genuinely curious as if it would be no different. Like if JD would be like, oh, what are you guys going to do in Vegas?
No, I'm telling you that my intention behind asking
that question is just pure like conversation starter.
I believe you.
You could talk about something else.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I will say that Chris is in decent hands.
He's not in hands of fury, but he's in decent hands. I'm just gonna say, if he starts doing push-ups, please take him home.
No. If I see the push-up signs,
is that Chauncey loading up? Is that Superman going in the booth?
That's why it's too much. You just, if he starts doing push-up, be sure you can carry his weight.
Okay. All right. I'm going to.
Physically.
I can't carry his weight.
That's a big guy.
So those are the moments.
Yeah, good luck. You're going to need security's help for that.
That's a big boy.
I'll be there.
I've had many of other times in Vegas where there was worse situations.
I'll be there to watch you guys.
No, but I honestly, I think it's a beautiful thing that he's going to, because I'm a big believer in him having male outlets, and I'm happy for it. I'm happy for the weekend, and I'll never.
Do you have a Vegas trip coming up?
No.
Or anything?
No.
Close to
that. No. I won't lie. Shan did say, "Can we go to Trinidad 2022?"
Yeah, I'll tell Shan to plan it.
I don't know that I can.
Really? Well, I mean, to be fair, you're in worse hands than my hands with Chris if you go with Shan. So
I don't let. Yeah, that's true. No. Shan's about the Instagram. Like we Shan. Like she's about the Instagram post, and then it's like, can she's we go to bed this now?
For the video, Chris.
I've been around the block with Shan.
Shan tried to make you kiss Weezy. I don't know. Yeah.
No.
There could be worse things happening.
I know, Mrs.
There could be trouble afoot.
Chris, you and I, while they go to Carabana.
Well, they can't go now that you said that.
They will be able to go because I'll be able to be like, Chris, we're going to have our own thing.
Chris, we're going to have our own Carabana.
Yeah, no, yeah. It had to be a plus pure we'll put gang Apple up trackers situation. On
them. We'll know where they are the whole time.
Honestly, I don't even know. But like, Chris is, I don't even know if I want to go. Like, they party all night long. I don't know if I'm made for that anymore. I don't know if I'm made for sunup to sundown. I think we should do
a shared retreat to Carabana. What's it called? Carabana?
Did I Carnival. Mess it
up? Carnival. No. This is like Carnival. Thanks. Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't want to have
Carnival in Brazil?
No, not Carnival. Carnival.
I'm going to get yelled at again.
Okay. Carnival.
What did you call it?
Carnival.
Did I mess it up bad?
No. Like, well, the Carabana's in Toronto. Carnival's in Trinidad.
Carnival.
Let's go to Carnival.
But Trinidad's like, that's real deal.
Yeah, that's the one we want to go to.
That's real deal. That's you don't sleep for 62 hours.
Yeah, that's the one we want to go to.
Yeah. But it would have to be like a whole. It can't be like me and Shan are going to Trinidad. Like,
well, you guys can go to Vegas.
No, but I was saying in the future, Trinidad.
No, I could. Don't get me wrong. I can do all these things. It's not a matter of I can't. It's like I can do all these things. It's just more like, will it encroach on someone else's comfort?
I could put my hand in your drink, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
It's going to encroach on your comfort.
All right, so
ethical cheating.
Last question.
That's what we're talking about today.
Last question.
We're all derailed today. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. It was these three.
This can be a hell of an
edit. Say I did it.
I edited shit.
This can be a hell of an edit.
No, last question of the day. At the end of the day.
I'm sorry, JD, can I loosen your shoes a little bit? That is just real. That bottom thing. There's just so
you know what's
tight.
Crazy?
They're so tight. I can just.
No, you know what's crazy? Look. They're not.
But that
and look, and look, and look, and look.
Now I did it. I did it that time. Look, I derailed you guys.
If I could put
sorry.
It back on, then it would be tight. It's just, it's you know what I'm saying?
You did lace them like you're going to PE or something.
Yeah, like I'm about to run. bottom eyelid is just like
you know what it is. They're a little bigger. Gotcha. I don't have my insole in it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. But if I couldn't,
you got flat feet, bro.
I need a little bit of arch. Wow. I got plantar fasciitis. Oh, you know what I mean?
That sucks.
Damn, it is with the doctor.
Easy waiver for the military.
Like I don't have much of an arch.
Okay.
You got flat foot. You know what
I mean? Okay, we get it, bro. You can put
that's
your
my OnlyFans moment, dog.
No, he wants everybody to know it.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very expensive socks.
Oh, they're not paying us? They're not paying us. You're right. But I would love a sponsor from them.
Yeah, I would love that too.
Pay per view, baby.
Yeah.
My bad, guys. Sorry about that.
So as I was saying.
Ethical cheating.
At the end of the day.
Last question.
You got 3 minutes.
You got 3 minutes.
Okay.
No, it's got...
Four.
We can four.
Okay. Last question.
Okay, go.
There's absolutely no way that cheating could ever be ethical, but there can be a preferred way to get cheated on.
I agree.
Yes.
That I agree with. I do not want to know.
That's fair to say.
I think it's very fair to say. Like, I think that everyone in the comments would agree.
It's not ethical, but if you're going to do it.
It's kind of like I'm going to die, so I get to choose my death. That's kind of how I see
Damn,
it. I don't want the electrical chair. But I'm just saying, like, it's like, that's how it feels.
Dying's inevitable. Cheating's not inevitable.
No, but no, not the inevitability. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of like pick your death. Like, how would you want to die? Like,
all right, 6 million ways to die.
Yeah, you know,
one.
It's like, all right, we're gonna get cheated on, like hypothetically. So how you want to get cheated on? It's like,
right.
That's kind of what it was.
That's accurate.
Yeah,
if the odds are against me. How do I want it to happen?
But yeah. Are we going into detail?
This starting it all back over now.
Why not? Reset the cameras.
No,
reset the cameras.
Are we talking upstairs? Like, I don't, I'm trying to phrase this. I'll just diarrhea the mouth right now. So is it like, I don't want to know he took you to dinner. He better not have hit that spot. Like, are we talking like that? Are we just,
okay, reset the cameras because we got to get into that.
Sorry, what do I want to know?
So last thing JD said was like...
Well, you said I would want to know.
I would want to know?
I don't want to know.
She doesn't want to know.
I don't want to know.
You do want to know?
Yeah.
You guys,
but you have an open relationship. That's different.
I want to know. I don't want. I can't keep track of who wants what.
So wait, how would you? Let's roll with the. You want to know?
If there's,
let's roll. You want to know?
Yeah.
What would you?
Would there be things you don't want to know at all?
If I got cheated on, let's say I was in a monogamous relationship. Now I'm not fair to answer this because I'm not in one. But if I was in a monogamous relationship,
if I was a rhino,
yes, thank you. If I was in a monogamous relationship, I would want.
Is that Lion King?
I don't know what that came.
I think that's Lion King.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just said it.
If I was,
Jared has a finger.
Yes, go ahead, please. I have this talking stick. If I was in a monogamous relationship. And my partner decided to break the boundaries of our relationship and cheat on me and have sex with another dude, I would be appreciative if she came to me and said, hey, I messed up and I cheated.
Okay. Fine. Yes, I'm with that. I was under the impression of like, I want to know how you cheated.
And I would also be appreciative.
I would not want to know.
I don't
want
to play the game.
I would also be appreciative if she came to me and it wasn't anybody that I am connected to.
Yes.
So many rules. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, that's kind of common sense. That's
and I would be also very, very appreciative if I knew that it was simply just sex.
If it was like a one-time thing?
Or even if it was a multiple-time thing. But like, again, I'm not the right person to ask this.
Can I push back respectfully on that?
Yeah.
You and Shan start off as fuck buddies.
I said respectfully. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I got the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and Shan start off as fuck buddies.
Yeah. What about it?
What if her and this guy start off as fuck buddies?
And then they got together?
Well.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't be with her anymore if she decided to go in another relationship. But if I had to choose how I got cheated on, like, I would want to be told. I would want to get the opportunity. Like, hey, I'm about to, you know, and I'm actually now bleeding into my own experience because you brought me into it. But I'm talking about if I was in a monogamous relationship.
Okay.
So she wouldn't come to me and say, hey, I'm going to have sex with this guy. Is that cool? Gotcha. She would have just done it. And then I'm in the assumption that we're monogamous. We're not having sex with anybody else. But then you have awakening and you say, oh, I messed up.
Okay.
Hey, Jared, I cheated on you. I'm so sorry. Then I'll go, damn, that sucks. But that'd be worse if I'm just like scrolling on the gram and then like I just see like OnlyFans link and it was like you and this guy.
That just escalated like a motherfucker.
But you know what I'm saying though? That'd be like porn if I found out if I found out from somebody else that you cheated on me, or if I found out that it was one of my friends or a family member or something like that, that's where it gets like I think that cuts deeper than just like, ah, I fucked up.
Right.
You know?
And then, Lauren, for the record, you would not want to know?
On paper, I agree that I would want to be told. But in reality, I don't want to. I don't want to know unless there's a decision that I have to make, right? Like, if there's someone who you want to pursue a relationship with who you believe is better for you, absolutely. If it needs to change my life, absolutely. Yeah, but if it's a one-time thing or whatever, like, I don't want to know all the ingredients in dairy. Like,
if Chris and I are in Vegas,
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I would not allow that to happen.
Not on my watch.
You're not going to block it.
You see that meme? Not on my watch.
But I honestly, maybe I just don't know what I don't know, but it's like, I would be hard pressed to think of a realistic scenario that he could come home and tell me, and I'd be like, "That's not okay."
Yeah,
right. Like he's like, "I got a lap dance." I'd be like, "Cool. What was that like? What song was it to? I'm curious. Was it good choreography, or did she just have a nice ass?" I'm interested in these details.
The song matters?
What was she wearing?
Wait.
The song doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
As much as the ass matters.
It touches my heart.
I never went into a strip club and got a lap dance and thought, maybe next song.
Hold on, DJ, come on, man. Right now?
I saw a woman do a performance in a strip club to Jill Scott's Cross My Mind, and I will never forget it.
Oh, wow. See, I haven't got
and
that
And I
experience.
Guarantee you all the guys that saw
they
it.
They didn't hear that song. They didn't hear that song. That could have been Jill Scott.
Like, why are they playing this song?
Oh, Whitney Scott.
Yeah, that's fine. But me as a woman,
they forgot that
these are the details that matter to me, right? Like, these are the things that hit my ear. These are something that hit my senses. I don't remember what your question was.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But in a realistic sense, I'd be hard pressed to just, and maybe because I just have so much trust that there, he wouldn't, I don't even know how far he would go for me to think that it's too far.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. So, and I'm going to translate, hopefully, if I can.
Please.
I get it.
Huh? I get it too. You don't need to translate.
But I'm more so relating now. I'm relating
to it. Got it.
So.
Who's he translating for?
For you guys, maybe.
We're not lost.
For the audience. I don't know. I get that you get it.
We're all picking up what
you're
putting
down. Can I just say how much I relate to it, okay?
Yes.
So,
you can.
It's better.
So, what I am picking up that you're putting down is that, like, Chris is your partner, your life partner.
Right.
And anything that he experiences outside of you, you also want to be a part of that experience just because you care about his experience.
Yeah.
And it's a life partner thing where it's like, I am so, you know, excited when you do and have new experiences and I want to know about them.
Right.
Not because you're jealous or you want to compare yourself.
Right.
So that's where I'm more
and
so
me, and
from.
I guess because I would just maybe automatically assume that it's for pleasure, like,
yeah,
it's the when in Rome stuff,
yeah,
that I wouldn't associate anything else to it, that I'd just be kind of like, what was the ride like?
Yeah, you
know,
yeah.
Like, can I even cheat by myself? Like, you want to know everything? Can I have anything for me?
You don't have to tell me. I don't know. I just be curious.
No,
I just want to know what the song was. Yeah. That was it.
I just want to know the song.
That's well, it. I can tell you, he ain't going to know. He's like, I have no idea.
Well, when the song comes on, I'm like, Chris, remember this.
Did you ever have those songs where you were like, I don't know if you guys have ever had this conversation, but like where like a song would come on, you'd be like, if I was a stripper, this would be my jam.
Oh,
you
don't have for that sure. Thought? We always have that conversation.
No, but she said thought.
In fact,
she said thought.
That was the first conversation we ever had when JD came to join. We're like, JD, before you come on this podcast,
I need to know.
We need to know.
This is the make or break.
This is the real exercise. This was the real reason me and JD didn't get along. I didn't like the song. The motherfucker said that he was going to dance a thong song. I found that questionable.
It was at that moment.
Because you're peaches and cream.
I'm peaches and cream. Man, I'm a 112 type
exactly.
of guy.
Yeah. Cisco muffin.
Cisco. That blonde head motherfucker. Yeah. No.
Oh. I knew from that.
So there are less mean ways to say, Lauren, guys, just don't talk about that.
There's no way.
You guys made Lauren feel like an asshole.
No, I'm sorry.
No, that was an asshole question. I'm sorry. No. Lauren, you knew the answer to that question before you asked it.
You knew that.
Hey, guys, what song, if you were a stripper, what song would you come out to? What the fuck did you think we were going to say?
Oh.
The appropriate question would have been, if you were a major league closer, what's your entrance music?
Right.
What's your music?
Right.
That's the question.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Football, what's your boxer?
A boxer?
What's your ring and
okay.
coming out to that?
D'Angelo, how does it feel coming out?
You had
no
JD.
Feelings. When D'Angelo, how does it feel come out? You had no thoughts.
I did. I wanted some.
Okay. All right. All right. All right, so I'm correcting this moment. That's all I'm saying.
No,
I'm sorry you guys didn't share
stripping.
With each other.
We weren't thinking about
if you guys are shaking ass, what song are you shaking ass to?
How dare
what song
you?
Do you want women to strip dollar bills in your G-string with?
It's over.
I'm asking for a friend.
It's over.
Let it be
your grandma about it.
To me, cheating is the act plus the lie. If you speak to your partner and are not in an open relationship and act on it, then you've given them the choice to take it or leave it. It's fucked up if they aren't in agreement, but I think you put the ball in their court. You've taken the lie out of the equation. So to me, that isn't cheating, because a huge part of the hurt in cheating, again, to me, is the removal of choice and honesty. Maybe that's ethical cheating. However, if they choose to stay, to me, you're kind of hanging out in the transition to an open relationship. If they choose to leave, then you aren't cheating. If you act on it and tell them afterwards, I think that's great, but you already partake in the act of doing something you knew was wrong before you discussed it with them. So that wasn't ethical in my opinion. So simply put, I don't think you can ethically cheat.
Having the word ethical and cheating together doesn't really make sense, because cheating is inherently unethical, otherwise it wouldn't be cheating.
I mean, cheating would have to mean that the other person in the relationship is not okay with whatever you're doing, therefore it can't be ethical. But if it's like a one-time thing and they never find out, it's kind of like, what's the big deal?
Cheating is in and of itself unethical. You can ethically have non-monogamous relationships. You can ethically engage in relationships with multiple people and not be committed to any of them. However, you cannot cheat. You cannot be infidelitous in any way ethically. However, having said that, if you're going to cheat and be an asshole, try not to have no drama and things be brought to your partner.
If one of the partners in the relationship were abusive, whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, I feel like that would give leeway for the other partner to possibly emotionally cheat.
Based off definition, no, because it's an oxymoron. To expand off what I believe the question may be leading to is, does it take closure for someone to truly be in an ethical monogamous relationship? Personally speaking, yes, I do.
Nothing about cheating is ethical or could ever be ethical, because cheating is doing something that you know you're not supposed to do.
If he came and told me after he cheated on me, like if I didn't, if I wasn't embarrassed, if I wasn't caught out here looking stupid, but if someone else didn't tell me, like my best friend or something, but if he came and told me first and explained to me everything that happened, and then took my decision to leave gracefully, then I feel like that is ethical cheating in a sense.
If that person is feeling they're not getting their needs from their partner, and they're saying, like, I'm stepping out, and that's cheating, and that's not what you founded your relationship on, I feel like, you know, it has nothing to do with monogamy. There is a way to ethically cheat, whatever that means.
There's no such thing as ethical cheating to me, because I feel like cheating comes with a level of betrayal and disrespect. Yes, there can be open or polyamorous relationships where you can ethically go outside of your relationship. It's called ethical non-monogamy, where you can sleep with or do whatever with people outside of your relationship. But I feel like cheating of itself is inherently a level of betrayal in a relationship, because it comes with lying, it comes with breaking of boundaries, like specific boundaries that have been set before. You can't do anything ethically that is breaking a set agreement in a relationship.